Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Tuesday evening. Greg Likens alongside Randy Starks, defensive tackle from the Miami Dolphins, fresh off the first OTA. Randy, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, just ready to get back into the season.
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of get that feel here around the facility is that everybody's back and we get to see everybody together on the field for the first time. How did everything go today as you guys were all together?
Well, usually the first day is pretty tough. You know, you're trying to get in football shape. But overall, I think the energy was good and everybody came to work.
I noticed there was a guest out there. I'm not sure what his capacity is going to be, but one of your former teammates on the defensive line, Jason Taylor, walking around with you guys.
Oh, yeah, he was out there, and he's here to help some of the young guys that pass rush. Cause I told him there's no way you're going to help somebody in the run game.
Right. Yeah, not necessarily his forte back when he was playing. And I wanted to recap kind of what this offseason has been like. One of the big question marks was your future, and you obviously signed a two-year deal with the Dolphins to remain. How do you feel about that, as knowing that your future here with the Dolphins, at least for the next 2 years?
I mean, it feels real good. You know, this is somewhere I want to finish my career. I've been here for 6 going on 7 years, and I like it here. And right now I'm just glad to be here next 2 years.
I was going to ask you about Coach Casey Rogers, as I saw him out there. He's nursing an injury. Normally it's one of you guys, you know, one of the players coming off an injury in the offseason. What happened? He's rolling around on the cart out there.
Yeah, he hurt his Achilles. You know, we tease him a little bit, rolling on the cart and everything, like old man. So he's all right. He's getting better.
He's getting better? Okay. I was wondering how much gripe he's getting from everybody, because I see him rolling around out there. And when the play's going on, I'm not sure his cart's fast enough to get out of the way.
That's one of the good things. We're in drill to drill. He can't move that fast, so kind of give us a break.
You look at the interior of the defensive line, and one of your line mates for the last few years, Paul Soliai, departs in the offseason. You bring in Earl Mitchell. What has that transition been like, and what's that like for you as you're welcoming in another guy to the interior of the defensive line?
I mean, you can't replace a guy like Paul, but, you know, Earl, he's a good player. You see him on film, and, you know, he brings a lot of energy, plays a lot of effort, and it's going to be fun working with him.
Randy Starks, defensive tackle from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Randy, you mentioned getting him in there, and I look at you and I look at the roster, and outside of Brandon Fields and John Denny, you're the longest tenured player on the team. Now, some might argue, I've talked to other defensive linemen, they'd say that John Denny and Brandon Fields don't count as some of the other players on the team. Not sure how you feel about the specialists, but how does that feel to be the longest tenured guy here?
I mean, it seems like yesterday I was the youngest guy in the NFL, so I'm going to my 11th year. And basically, I take on a leader role, and I'm willing to accept that. Just seeing how things went on in my career, that's just fortunate to be in the league this long.
Yeah, you mentioned taking on that leadership role. Is that something where you find yourself being more vocal, or is it taking guys aside? How do you apply that?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I'm not a rah-rah guy, so most of my things come from, you know, doing instead of saying. And, you know, it's just fun. You know, young guys have questions to ask me, and I have no problem answering it for them.
Now, you're still only 30 years old, so you've been in the league a long time, man. You've been at this. What is it about, you durability-wise and keeping in shape that you've been able to sustain your success and your health for this long?
I mean, I've just been fortunate enough to stay injury-free, and I think that's one of the keys. You know, a lot of guys have a lot of surgery, and that's one thing that, like I said, I didn't have. So, you know, it just feels good. My body feels good, and it's ready to get back into football.
Randy Starks, the voice you hear there, defensive tackle for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Randy, on the offensive side of the ball, Bill Lazor's here, new offensive coordinator. A lot of question marks that fans and the media alike have as far as what differences there's going to be. For you guys on the defensive side of the ball, Kevin Coyle remains as the defensive coordinator. Not as many questions, but if you look at what's happened the last couple of years, what kind of changes can we look for from your side of the ball as you enter 2014?
I think we're just going to stick to what we do best, you know, and that's just play physical. I don't think anything's really going to change as far as our scheme. I think the most thing we might do is make everything simpler and, you know, just try to execute things more consistent than we did last year.
I noticed there's been some things reported about the linebacker position and guys moving around a little bit, Koemisi moving to the inside. And is a guy that you've been in the league a long time, as we've established, but you've been very versatile in terms of going from the 4-3 to the 3-4 and playing at different parts of the offensive line. As a player, what is it like making a transition, even if it's within your position, but making that transition to a new role?
You just see blocks different, plays develop different from different positions. So that's one of the main things between OTAs and camp. You want to get that feel and get your reads down. Because I know for me, just playing inside, the closer you are inside, the faster the plays are on you. So I'm pretty sure it's the same way going from middle linebacker to outside linebacker.
So that will be interesting to watch, see how Koa does with that. Speaking of the defensive line, and you look at as a whole, one thing I think that everybody's excited about, the possibility and the potential of, from a pass rushing standpoint. You've been a guy who's always rushed the passer well, even if you're coming from the inside. And look at the way that Olivier Vernon developed last year, and of course, high expectations for Deion Jordan. How do you see everybody rounding out in terms of your ability to rush the passer?
I just see everybody going there and being productive. That's one of the things we want to do. We don't have to blitz. You know, to get to the quarterback, you want to use four down and just be very aggressive. And that's our plans this year. We expect big things.
Yeah, the aggressive. You always like to hear that from a defensive standpoint. Another question that I have, and again, it might be too early to tell, but when you were going up against a couple of the rookie offensive linemen, Billy Turner, Juwan James, what have you seen from those guys so far? Because, again, a lot of people are expecting big things from them to come in and play right away.
You know, it's kind of hard to say. This is the first day out there, but overall, I think they show athleticism and show ability to be able to help the offensive line.
And knowing that you are, as I referenced, a guy who's been now long tenured on this team, and you go back to that 2008 season when you made the playoffs here in Miami, what is it going to take to get back to that? If 2014 expectation-wise to get back to the postseason?
I think the main thing is be consistent. That's one of the things the last few years we haven't done. You know, we showed good strides. We beat teams that people probably thought we wouldn't beat, but then lose to teams we should have won. So I think we play consistent, we'll be back in the playoffs.
All right, finally, you know, a lot of we talk a lot of football, obviously, but just had the off season. So what do you do? What does Randy Starks do to get away and get away from football a little bit and have some fun?
Play video games.
Video games?
Put my feet up and play video games. Play Madden.
Madden, I was going to ask if there's a specific game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, none of the first-person shooter games? Just says you like you stick to football even if it's the offseason?
Stick to football, sports game. Madden, sometimes I play soccer. You know, just relax.
Okay, a little Madden.
Enjoy the AC and just Florida weather.
So one thing that I know the players, some are sensitive about, the Madden rating. Do you have an issue with yours on there?
No, for the most part, my rating's pretty good, okay. So I don't have nothing to say about that.
And which you always play with the Dolphins, you switch it up a little bit?
I play online, I play with the Dolphins.
Okay, and how about in soccer, you have a specific team?
No, because I don't know much about soccer, I just pick whoever uniform looks good.
Okay, there you go. Hey, Randy, really appreciate you taking the time to come with us in studio, and good luck the rest of the offseason with the OTAs.
Appreciate it, thanks for having me.
There he is, Randy Starks, defensive tackle from the Miami Dolphins.